Hey, everybody.
What up?
You're so beautiful.
Yeah, we are.
Today, we are starting right on time with no technical difficulties.
Yep, nope, we're good.
Yeah, absolutely nothing wrong.
The perfect show.
Beautiful. There are some announcements, so let's make them.
Announcements.
All right, number one. Duo is the worst.
It sucks.
We're never, ever going to mention Duo. Well, we might mention it, but we're never going to spell it again.
Nope.
On this show, because it's the worst. Okay?
Okay.
So here's what's happening instead. SethandColby.com is now our official website.
That's where you go.
That's not really an announcement. That's always been.
It's always been there.
So if you go to SethandColby.com, that's where you find the links to our iTunes, our Google Play, our Stitcher feeds for the audio podcast. That's where you find a link to, gasps, our Twitch page, where you can watch the show live every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time at twitch.tv/SethandColby.
Seth and us.
Not Dewa.
Seth and Colby.
And you'll also find a link there to Audible Gasps, youtube.com /SethandColby, where you will now see edited segments of our show.
Yeah.
Every week, including a full episode every week.
Full.
And edited clips.
And clips.
And the whole thing.
The whole thing. But you should watch
YouTube.com/
Because they're all funny.
Seth and Colby.
That one. Do it.
And then twitch.tv/SethandColby at Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time for the live show.
Live show.
So what does this mean for you guys? It means nothing.
It doesn't.
It means a lot for us. It means that we are no longer held down by the shackles of Dewa. We no longer
that
are in
corporation.
Cameron's pocket. No longer will he take what
How
money is
they?
Rightfully ours. It's our money. And we will take it with force, even though we have to have 10,000 views before we even get money through YouTube. But Twitch, right away, I haven't set up payments yet, but next week for sure, you could tip us. So right now, the great thing to do is if you could follow us.
That'd be cool.
That'd be cool on Twitch so we actually get some followers. And it looks like, you know, we have people that actually like and enjoy the show, which we know you do.
Yeah.
Even though you've never left a review on iTunes, even though I've asked several times. And
it's,
you've just
it's hard. I know.
Lifted up
I
your butt know. Cheek and pooped on it. That's fine. Follow us on Twitch. It would be
that would
even
be the easiest
create,
thing.
Like,
it's literally one button.
It literally.
Guys.
Well, I mean, like if you don't have an account, it'd be nice if you created one and then followed us.
Yeah.
I mean, why are they going to also follow C-Swix? But if you don't want to do that,
and
that's
Twitch
okay.
is where it's at now. Because,
it is.
You know, YouTube is going down the.
We're
gonna the
have
hole.
We're gonna have a YouTube for you video on demand, people.
I love YouTube. What?
YouTube.com/ Seth and Colby. And then we're also going to have, I have too many things, we're also going to have a live stream on twitch.tv/SethandColby, and the only thing you really need to keep track of is SethandColby.com, where you'll find all the links, all the episodes, all the videos on demand, and t-shirts.
It's a cool website.
It is.
It's not at all supported by Duo, but it's a cool website.
Yeah, but if it makes you feel better, Seth of Seth and Colby fame built that website, so Cameron had nothing to do with it, all he does is take your money. And if you buy a t-shirt, I will make sure Cameron doesn't get the money from that t-shirt. I will personally turn off his account and get that money.
I want that money.
We really don't have any good t-shirts.
Give me that
money,
though. I know. I can make more.
You should make some.
If I made cool t-shirts, would you buy them? Question mark. Answer me now, audience. Right now.
Yeah.
Where you at?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Cool. Awesome. Gonna do it.
Okay.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see.
Let's not commit to anything crazy.
We're not
right
committing
now.
To anything except, you know, the once a week live and YouTube and website and things.
Oh, man.
Like you should do. You should commit to us by following.
Yeah, commit
stuff.
To us.
We're in a serious relationship.
You know
here.
What? I just realized that the entire beginning of this show hasn't had audio.
Ah, you bastard!
We almost did it!
Yeah.
We almost had a perfect episode!
You ruined it! Darn you! Darn you all to heck!
Hey, man, you're supposed to help me. You didn't help me. I blame you. It wasn't your fault.
Okay, so maybe don't follow us on Twitch.
No, do it.
Because
do
you're
it.
Not going to get the audio.
No, the audio's there, man. It's there. We have audio now.
It's there now.
We have audio now.
Oh.
Did anyone try to message
God.
Me and say no audio?
I saw one. Yeah, no, I saw one viewer on here, and that now they're gone.
Well, it's because they couldn't
they
hear us.
Like, there's no audio.
They couldn't hear us. I would not trust. I'll tell you right now, don't trust this.
Okay.
Because I will have zero viewers for an entire five-hour stream on my personal channel, and I'll go back and look at the stats later, and I had like six or seven. Or a 400, you know, because I'm awesome.
No, those stats are very accurate.
This Safari does not work with Twitch. I am on this page for this.
I don't think that computer works well just in general.
That's true.
Like, at all.
That is a factoid that I cannot deny.
Yeah.
Really, I should just like...
How old is it? Is it old?
2012? It's like 5 years old now.
Yeah, that's kind of old.
Yeah, it's pretty old. I mean, it's still a great little computer.
How old is this computer, you think?
Oh, this one? I don't know. 2 years, maybe?
Really?
Yeah, it's got a top-of-the-line processor in it still. So.
Interesting.
That would be one.
I don't know. I just feel like Macs depreciate faster than Windows do.
No.
No?
No, I think it's the other way around. But I don't know anything.
We don't.
This is the first Windows computer I've owned since the start menu was blue and green, dude.
I don't know. I just feel like no matter what, Windows stays just the equal amount of shit that it always
is. Yeah, that's a good point. I would agree with
until,
that.
Until, like, you know, you fill your hard drive
It's baseline bad.
But Macs, I'm just like...
They
purposely give the new software
like,
and put a bug in the older systems.
They're like
older
the hot
systems.
Chick in high school that you date and then marry because she's so hot.
Uh-huh.
And then like 25, it's just straight down
straight
into the dumps.
Straight down.
Terrible.
Looks and personality
yeah,
and everything.
It's horrible.
Just horrible
person. And Windows is like the kind of ugly girl next door that you truly love.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all that matters.
So
and she will
over?
Stay there.
You know, I feel
forever.
Like Nick George would freak out right now if he was hearing what you're saying.
Nick George just bought an iPhone yesterday.
Oh my God. Are you kidding me?
Nope.
The universes are switching, people. And a fucking Windows fanboy just got an iPhone. And we're both over here saying Mac sucks. Get a Windows computer.
I'm not saying get a Windows computer.
Basically what you're saying. This performs much better than
I would like to state for the record that everything sucks.
Everything does suck.
I would
that
like to state for the record
fact.
That is.
Including us
everything's
not having
bad.
Audio on our lives.
No, we have audio now, man. Quit telling people. How funny would it be if I uploaded the podcast with it just like the live stream and it's just 5 minutes
just
of silence?
5 minutes of silence.
And then we're like, oh, the audio is off.
Oh my God, I'd kill you.
That's why we have multiple recordings.
That would be
man.
Trolling. Trolls.
That's why we have
We'd
multiple
be very bad.
Man.
The yeah. worst trolls. We
It'd
should do
so
it
great.
To get into that underground world of trolls and like just.
Dude,
start
I don't think
them.
We want to be in the,
I don't either.
I don't think we want to be the podcast for trolls.
I take that back.
Yeah, I don't think we want to.
Let's start the show.
All right, let's try this. We're going to start the show. And hope it actually works. Are you ready?
It should work.
All right, here we go.
Bye, guys.
Start the show.
Who are Seth and Colby?
Idiots!
So-called podcast gods who blazed the trail for talk radio on the internet.
What a ridiculous name.
First partnering in 2008, Seth and Colby took the internet by storm with their unique views on the hot topics of the day.
Science is a liar sometimes.
We won't lie. They've been away a while. A lot of things may have changed.
45th President of the United States of America, Donald J. Trump.
But Seth and Colby are here to teach you.
This is America. You're either a duper or a dupee. I'm a duper. You guys are the dupees.
To entertain you.
Boy, that escalated quickly.
And to make you laugh. Seth and Colby will dissect the world as it is. Movies, meme culture, music, weird science.
We didn't have time to work out the minutia of the plan.
And they'll bring it to you in a lovely package that will delight you and those closest to you. Now, ladies, gentlemen, boys, girls, and attack helicopters, here are Seth and Colby.
What's up, beautiful people?
Hey!
Welcome to the Seth and Colby Show.
Welcome.
We are a podcast that talks about stuff and things.
That stuff and things. Sorry, you confused me during that intro, and I'm just trying to regain my brain back. Welcome to the show, guys.
Dude, I don't think it was really that confusing.
You, like, broke the time span continuum or some shit.
I don't think
brain.
I did. I am not capable of something that awesome.
I can't form sentences.
Well, anyway, we literally spent the entire beginning of the show introducing all the things you need to care about. So here are a couple things we didn't say. This is Seth and Colby Show. It's episode number 13.
13.
For August 6, 2017.
Oh, buddy.
Oh, boy. It's lucky episode 13.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the things you need to know. SethandColby.com. We'll recap everything I'm about to say. Twitch.tv/SethandColby. Every Sunday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Catch the live video, possibly with or without audio. And then the video on demand, definitely with audio, contains the entire episode in video format that you want to watch, and segmented fun clips.
Fun.
With
they
incredibly
fun.
Clickbaity
and
titles.
And, yeah, trying to...
Trying to jump up views.
Trying to... Trying to entertain you.
Yes,
you know?
Entertain you.
If you miss the show, then just watch the parts.
Yeah.
If you like the parts, watch the whole show.
Yeah, you basically miss our bad transitions.
Yeah.
Like...
That's basically
What's
it.
That word?
We're really good at transitions.
What's that word? Segway.
Segway.
Yeah, which is spelled segui.
I want one to ride on.
No, not different. Different segway.
Same.
Different segway.
Word, though.
No.
Same
segway
word.
Is S-E-G-U-E. And a segway you ride on is S-E-G-W-A-Y.
Well, why do you gotta... It's pronounced the same.
Yeah, it's a homophone.
Who
but
writes
it's not
things
the same
down?
Word. Me.
Well, fuck you. In the age of the internet, man.
Sorry, man.
Alternative facts.
This.
They are spelled the same.
Is the Seth and Colby Show.
It's a conspiracy.
And the intro, I think, is basically done. Is there anything else we should talk about in the intro? Today on the show, we're going to talk about a lot of things. I thought we had nothing to talk about, but really we have, like...
So much stuff.
A lot of stuff. So I guess we'll fade out this music here. Fade it out. Okay.
It was real good.
It's done. That was a perfect
Real
fade.
Good.
The best part is I have to like redo that later. Like in post.
Oh God. Why? What?
I feel like I should tell you, but at the same time, I don't want to tell you.
You're gonna confuse my brain.
Because it's gonna hurt your brain, I feel like you haven't even figured out the last thing I told you.
I haven't. You just no. Don't even.
Can I tell you though? Because I feel
no.
like I should
do- What the fuck? We're getting attacked!
I think a light bulb just
yes,
burned out,
did.
Man. It's okay. It's okay, man. We're not. It's not
I've
like
been
that
watching
time
Rick and Morty and shit like that happens, and then the world explodes or some crap.
The world explodes.
It comes out of nowhere. Some of the shit that happens in that show. So I thought a light flash meant the end of. Oh, also, I just watched The Accountant, and he like.
Oh, dude.
He's got autism, so he flashes himself with the light. I thought I was about to like
the Accountant,
see some
a,
death.
An underrated
something.
Movie, right?
It was sad. It was
had a good
than I
ending.
Thought.
I liked the ending.
It's better than I thought.
You remember the ending?
I literally watched it last night, and I don't. Well, the bad guy that he's going up against is his brother or whatever. Is that the end?
Yeah, and then they just hug it out.
Spoilers.
And they don't even fight.
Right. They kind of fought a little bit.
Like, he killed every man in the house,
but
and
yeah,
then they
no,
kind of, like,
the,
worked
the,
out their brotherly
The little brother's
aggression.
Job to protect that old man, he was just like, yeah, okay.
And Disney just shoot the old man?
Yeah.
He's just like,
right
well, I'm with
face.
My brother, boom.
Yeah.
And then they just leave.
Yep.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I love that.
It was good. Yeah. It was definitely better than I thought. I don't think I knew the autism thing before, because I've been giving the movie shit.
I didn't know you.
Since it came out. I never watched it. I was like, this is just another action Ben Affleck flick.
How many action Ben Affleck flicks are there, though?
Fucking a lot. The
are
Town.
Never seen it.
Departed.
Never seen it.
What the...
No.
You've seen both of those movies!
I haven't seen either of those movies, man.
Ugh. You've never seen The Departed?
I've said that now four times, yeah. Mark Wahlberg, Matt Damon, Leo
what?
DiCaprio, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen it.
What?
Yeah, never seen it.
Stop the show. I did not. You ruined our friendship, man.
What?
That's
it's
the best movie
man.
Ever.
It's the best movie ever.
And you're sitting here like you've never seen it? You're
best,
fucking with me. He's
best
fucking with
movie
me.
Ever. I'm
Conspiracy
serious.
Conspiracy theory out the ass.
No, man. I've never seen it. Never seen it. Mm-mm. The best movie ever, huh? That's what you're going to stand by?
How many times can you break my brain in one fucking episode?
I haven't even told you about the intro.
It's like three.
I can tell you about it.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Other people on the internet
he
right now
off,
are reacting to how crazy of an idiot you are.
Why?
We're never seeing this movie.
I bet more people
it's
in our audience
best movie ever.
Have never seen The Departed than more of
1,000%
them have.
1,000% every single person has. 90% of the American population
no!
knows The Departed.
No.
Martin Scorsese directed
yeah.
that shit.
Yeah, I know.
Jack Nicholson is in it. Nicholas. I can't remember which one's the
Nicholas.
Actor. Or the golfer. There's two.
Phil Nicholas.
Is it Jack Nicholson?
No.
Jack Nicholas?
Jack Nicholas. Phil Mickelson.
God, I don't even know
Are those
know
the
now.
Golfers?
I don't even know now.
I think it is. And
now the internet's
Jack
laughing at me for
Nicholson.
Not knowing Jack Nicholson.
And then there
Here's
should be
Johnny.
A Phil Nicholas.
That's all I yeah. know.
You seen that movie, The Shining?
No.
Me either. See? About Jaws.
It's not
you
as
seen
good.
Jaws?
It's not as good as The Departed. The Departed is an amazing
movie, though, that no one's
amazing
seen.
Amazing movie. If you have not seen it.
Shutter Island, seen
you
that?
You blow my brain.
What about Shutter Island?
And yes, I've seen it.
What about Gangs in
Good.
New York?
Good. Seen it. Good.
Never seen either of those movies.
What? You know, we watched Entourage, and then Vinny Chase gets a Martin Scorsese movie, and that's like his rise back to fame. And then you're like, I feel like you're there, you know, knowing who Martin Scorsese is and the great movies that
Martin
he's
Scorsese
fucking done.
Is.
I know you know him, but apparently you
this?
Have not seen shit he's done.
How did this happen?
How is my headphones floating on a flash drive? It was.
It was a flash drive, right? Not the antenna?
Yes. It was not the antenna.
Let's look. I'm going to look up Martin Scorsese's and make you really upset.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you right now.
Where's his filmography?
What other movies haven't you seen?
Here we go. Martin Scorsese movies. I have not seen Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. Seen it?
No.
Taxi
Start
Driver?
From the newest to the oldest.
Raging Bull is supposed to be his best. Never
I
saw it.
I need to see Taxi
King
Driver.
Of Comedy, never saw it.
No.
After Hours, never saw it. Color Money, never saw it. Last Pigeon Christ, never saw it. Goodfellas.
Never seen it, but I need to.
I saw that like 10 years ago.
Oh, shit, so there is one.
I don't remember it. Cape Fear, nope. Age of Innocence, no. Casino, watched it like 10 years ago.
Nope.
Don't remember it.
I'm seeing the last.
Cundin, never seen it.
Okay.
Gangs of New York, nope. Aviator, yes. Saw The Aviator.
Hugo? Isn't that an animated movie?
Here's what's going to disgust you. I've seen Hugo. That's the one. That's his kid's movie.
Uh-huh.
The Departed, never seen. Wolf of Wall Street, I've seen. Silence is a new one. That
yeah. Oh, that's the one with Adam Driver. And
what other movies
Andrew
did
Garfield.
We mention, though, that I said I'd never seen?
What? The Departed, Gangs of New York.
I feel like we mentioned like 6 Scorsese movies, and then they're not on this list.
Yeah.
I feel like this list isn't complete,
I've
but it definitely is.
I've lost my brain again.
I don't know, man.
You're dumb for never seeing The Departed. It should be stated.
Nah.
And so am I for not seeing any other of these old movies, and I'm calling you dumb for that.
I mean, we should, have, like maybe, because, you come over every Sunday, we watch Game of Thrones. Like, maybe after Game of Thrones ends, we should just do, a classic movie Sunday night.
That'd probably be smart, right?
And since then we could get, we could get cultured.
Shit.
Did we ever claim to be movie experts?
No, but we review movies on every single episode.
We do.
So
that's
I
true.
Feel like we're trying, yet know that we're not at the same time.
Because I feel
time.
Like we have to see Taxi Driver, Raging Bull, King of Comedy, Goodfellas, Casino, Gangs of New York. Probably should watch The Aviator again. I don't really remember it. The Departed. Wolf of Wall Street, just because of the boobs.
I can't believe you've never seen.
I've never seen The Departed.
Departed?
Never seen it.
That blows my mind. Move on to a different topic, or else I'm going to be stuck in this line of thought of
right.
I don't know you as a person anymore.
Let's keep it on.
If you
let's
haven't
keep it on
seen
movies.
The Departed.
All right, Sony earnings first quarter profits.
Oh God.
What is with this website right now?
Wow.
This is...
Okay, so we were talking good shit about Windows a second ago, but... Oh, this is Chrome.
I don't know what's happening with this website. I'm going to refresh it and see if it fixes it.
Well, it looks like it's trying to be like a mobile website. Yeah, you're on it.
Well, I think...
Browser.
Yeah, there we go. Okay. So, Sony
Didn't
Corporation...
Yes, yes.
Let me turn on our thingy over here.
Turn on the thingy.
So, Sony Corporation today...
Sony...
reported a surge in first quarter operating income with 180% jump to 157 billion yen, the period ending. Net income rose, blah, 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 blah. So basically, Sony overall made $734 million in extra profit this last quarter.
Okay.
However, Sony Pictures Entertainment lost $86.2 million, which is an improvement... from when they lost, it's a 12% improvement from the $1.87 billion that they lost before.
What?
So basically, Sony had a dearth of theatrical titles. The only one they had was Smurfs The Lost Village, which did $45 million in the box office. Spider-Man Homecoming made $634 million. So basically what this says, okay, because they made the Emoji Movie, and we've talked a couple times on this show about how they're going under.
Right.
Basically, they did better last quarter than the quarter before, and people are saying that this quarter, the reason that it's okay to have these bad numbers is because They paid for all of the marketing for Spider-Man in this quarter, but they're going to make all the money from Spider-Man in the next one.
Mm-hmm.
So Sony Pictures is saved, is what people are saying.
So they were like on the verge of not being a thing
right.
anymore, and now that they partnered with Marvel and Spider-Man and it was good, that they're going to make a buttload back from that?
Yes. They are forecasting sales in the division of $2.25 billion with a profit of $354 million for the full year. And the last year, they saw a nearly $1 billion loss.
Wow. Like, just in general?
Yeah.
All over the course of just Sony?
Yeah, no, Sony Pictures.
Okay.
Sony itself is doing just fine.
Gotcha.
Sony Pictures is not doing that great.
Well, that's interesting. I'm kind of upset.
I am too, because
I would rather Sony just not
make
movies. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they haven't made any good movies, really. Okay, let's talk about the Dark Tower real quick.
Uh-huh.
Do you know anything about the Dark Tower?
No.
Okay, so the Dark Tower is like an epic 8-book series by, I believe, Stephen King.
Yes.
All right. The Dark Tower movie is all 8 books in one 90-minute movie.
How? Well, I mean, I'm double-sided on that because I'm glad it's not a fucking Hunger Games thing where they're going to drag it out until...
Well, this series, though,
into 2 movies.
Has so many fans. Like, it's apparently...
Oh, it's Stephen King!
Yeah, it's like Stephen King's Game of Thrones is basically what they're talking about. Like, it's development of unique languages. It's influenced by J.R.R. Tolkien. Like, it's supposed to be like... Stephen King's Lord of the Rings.
Well, I know
Stephen King's Ice and Fire. Yeah. Stephen King's Harry Potter. Like, it's supposed to be amazing.
Well, Matthew McConaughey's the devil. And
yes.
Idris Elba is the last, like, surviving lineage of King Arthur or some shit like that.
Right.
And he's got Excalibur, like, crafted into the 2 guns that he uses.
So there's...
That's what I know.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 books.
Wow.
And the movie is going to be a complete... Just summary of all 9 books in one movie.
Okay, so that's either going to be terrible because they're going to leave out so much detail that the readers are going to be like, why didn't you include this?
Yep.
Or...
I mean, how could it not?
Or
9 books in one movie?
Or there was a lot of just unnecessary stuff in the books.
It says, let's see here. Let's see if it even talks about it.
Doesn't make any sense.
The movie has... The Rotten Tomatoes has it given a 64%. Sony.
Sony.
It's a Sony movie, yeah.
I feel like there's a trend.
Yeah, of them making bad movies. Yeah,
just making bad decisions.
Well, keep in mind that Spider-Man, which
Emoji.
Is a movie that's supposed to save them,
movie?
Was essentially a Marvel movie.
Let's make it.
Remember that?
Yeah.
Spider-Man was a Marvel
movie. Oh, 1,000%. It would not have done anywhere near as good as if it was Spider-Man fucking 3 Amazing Spider-Man.
Well, no.
With goddamn Andrew Garfield.
The reason that they even gave that Spider-Man to Marvel is because Spider-Man 2... With Andrew Garfield did
right.
so bad,
it was so bad
they couldn't make a third one.
Well, that's because I don't know why. You know why?
Why what?
Why was it such a big failure? First one did fine, right? The remake.
I don't think they did that great. We have to look now.
Well, not compared to Spider-Man, you know, when it came out, because it was the only one ever at that point.
But the problem with sequels is that they always get more expensive.
Yeah, that's true. That is true.
Okay, Amazing Spider-Man film. Let's see. It had a budget of $230 million. It made $750
million. Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then the Amazing Spider-Man 2 had a budget of $300 million and it made $700 million. So it did the same, but the budget got higher. How can you spend $300 million on a Spider-Man movie?
How are there enough people to see a number 2 Spider-Man movie? I just don't get it.
Well, it's the same people. made the same amount of money.
It's the same people.
And then they made the newest Spider-Man for $175 million, and it was also made $700 million. Spider-Man makes $700 million, no matter what.
Yeah. Except the first one, I think, which broke.
Yeah, the Sam Raimi one was like a mega hit.
Yeah.
Well, but that was because it was the first Spider-Man on movie.
The action Spider-Man, yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's why people didn't like the newer ones. It's because, like, you just did this exact same shit.
Yeah.
7, 10 years ago.
Literally what happened. Let's see. Columbia Pictures is Sony. Let's see what they... Do I have, like, a...
Let's see.
I don't know. There's too many things here. But Sony basically is ruining the Dark Tower, and people are really mad about it.
I'm not pumped at all for the Dark Tower.
I'm not pumped isn't the right word. I mean, I'm kind of excited.
No.
But
can't take Matthew McConaughey seriously.
See, I don't mind Matthew McConaughey and Idris Elba's in it.
I don't mind him. He could play good roles, like his role in
You sound a little bit like Matthew McConaughey right now.
Is good.
Play good roles.
He can play good roles, all right. But not the devil. I just don't, no.
Did you see the first season of True Detective?
No.
God. See, that to me is like to you, me not seeing that.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's the same thing at all.
It's gotta be.
Nope.
It's so good. Nope. You haven't seen Westworld. You haven't seen True Detective. You ain't seen it.
I've seen it.
Explain the end.
There's robots.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Everyone in the world's a robot.
Nope. Yeah. Wrong. Incorrect.
Yeah. You pay to go there. And it's an experience.
You have not seen Westworld. That's pretty obvious at this point. Not seeing it because you're just not even describing barely bullet points.
Shut up. It's bullet points.
No.
It is definitely bullet points.
I mean, you were grasping at straws about the robots.
No, they're all robots.
No. Well, some of them, but not all of them.
Not all the real people that paid to go to the fucking park.
So what you're saying to me is all the people are robots except for the ones that aren't. And that's your synopsis of what Westworld is?
Hey, just because I'm a simple man, can't form words correctly now.
Oh, my God.
I get what Westworld is.
You gotta watch Westworld.
Shut up. Kay. I don't need to do anything.
It's so great.
Let me talk about the series. No, let me talk about the series I just watched that maybe you haven't.
Okay.
Vice Principals.
Yeah, I've seen Vice Principals. Yeah.
Oh, God.
The ending of that is messed up.
It's so amazing!
I don't know what happened at the end of that show.
I was not expecting that at all. I was expecting... Like,
it was like a happy-go-lucky comedy, and then all of a sudden he's dead.
A dirty... dude. Blew my mind. Season 2's about to come out. I wonder when that was going to happen, because it's got to.
Yeah, dude.
I watched Justified.
Okay.
Way back in the day with Timothy Olyphant and Walter Boggins or some shit like that. Is Boyd Crowder. In Justified.
Just saying words.
He's the other vice principal, not Danny McBride.
Oh, yeah, I knew that. Yeah. I heard that.
He's in Justified, and he was really good in that, and he's really good in this. I like the guy.
He doesn't play the same character in Justified, though, I'm guessing, right?
No. He plays a what does he play? He plays a lot of different roles. He plays a Nazi, Southern, like, country bumpkin dude who's... would just murder you straight up.
Okay.
And then in this one, it is kind of the same character because he is very psychotic in Vice Principals, but he's way more gay in Vice Principals.
Yes.
And it's great. Yeah. I love it.
Does he have an angry Asian wife who yells at him about everything?
No, he doesn't.
Because he should. Every show he does.
It's great.
It's hilarious.
Dude, that show is so funny.
Yeah. You got any other movies or TV shows you want to talk about that happened in the last several years?
Nope. Hey, guys, you remember that movie, Pearl Harbor?
Do you remember the event?
You remember my World War II?
All right,
you guys ever heard of World War II? Apparently, it was a big deal.
Let's see here.
Weird noises.
Well, I mean, we did. I have to go through all these.
Segment.
None of them loaded. You see this? All right. Oh, let's talk about this.
Yes.
This is on with our everything sucks. Mac, Windows, iPhones, Android phones don't matter.
Okay.
Apparently, this guy, Stephen Hall, who leaks stuff all the time, and he's always right about Android, from what I've read, he just said that the Pixel 2, which is Google's iPhone, the both of them will no longer have a headphone jack. So, no headphone jacks.
There's music playing. What music?
There's music playing.
There's
is there
music.
An ad or something?
I don't know, but I'm getting down.
Dude, what is this?
It's really chill.
Oh, uh-oh. It's this.
What happened?
Get out of here. Okay. So, there you go. All right, so no headphone jack on the Dutch
screen. Why can't? I don't know. I'm pissed about it. I'm pissed about it because guess what? I have a corded headphone right here.
Yeah.
I have 5 different corded headphones at home. I have 1 pair of wireless ones that is synced to my phone, and it's kind of a difficult fucking process, as we saw from your damn keyboard at the beginning of the show.
Wouldn't start.
That sometimes Bluetooth just doesn't do what it's supposed to do.
Yep.
It just doesn't. It either disconnects poorly, your power's out, you gotta recharge, you're dead. Guess what never dies? A fucking corded headphone.
It's true.
You can just listen to music as long as whatever you're listening to lasts, you know?
So I think, in my opinion, I don't ever use headphones with
my
phone.
I use them all the fucking time.
I feel like you can get a pair of wireless headphones off Amazon that are pretty decent for $30-$40
right.
if you really want to.
Yeah.
My problem with this is, why? This is just something they don't need to do.
Right. Because, yeah, they're already thin enough. You don't need to go
thinner. Like, this is... It's like Apple came out and they did it and they're like, we're brave for doing this.
Yeah,
like,
because
we
now
have
we can make
courage.
Thinner phones.
They didn't even give a reason. They're just like,
it's the same
old.
Fucking diameter.
It's old. It's been around since 1945. It's
they
old.
They just don't like it. They're like, why is there a big old hole on the bottom of our product?
Right. They want everything to go through lightning.
It's stupid.
And
I hate lightning.
There's literally no reason. Every time I say literally
God,
now,
it's back. Who is this? Is this Breitbart? I see a big old bee. Breitbart?
No, it's
that's the Blaze.
And it's definitely coming off
What's
this
the Blaze?
Website.
That's definitely not like the Blaze with Tommy Lauren, right?
I don't even know what you're saying to me.
That's
right
like,
now.
What's she on? She was on something that she got let go because she was too controversial.
I don't know, man.
You don't know that young, like, millennial blonde chick that just goes ranting on Facebook about Colin Kaepernick bending the knee or not kneeling to it?
Bending the knee to Khaleesi. No, I don't know
she's
what you're talking about.
She's very controversial because she's just really young and says a lot of bold statements. But, you know, she's young and people don't really respect her for having them. But, I mean, it's free speech, so she can have them. It's just like you don't like what she's saying.
I don't know. Where did this come from?
Politics, motherfucker!
Why are we talking about it
I
in the
don't
middle
know,
of our
because
phone
the
segment?
Blaze. She worked at the Blaze for a little bit, and then she got let go because she was, I don't know, she got pissed with Glenn Beck or something who owns the channel.
Okay, well, back here on planet Earth, where we're
guys,
mad about phones.
You should know what I'm talking about. This motherfucker doesn't pay attention to shit other than video games. Literally hasn't seen The Departed.
I prep the show every week, man.
Literally. You scan Reddit. You scan Reddit. And it's back. Close this fucking website. I don't want to hear this shit again. It's making me red. I'm done.
Why? Why is it playing me?
I gave up. I took my headphones off. I don't even care. They can listen to it for the rest of the show.
It went away.
It's good music.
It went away by itself.
Delete that shit.
I don't know where it's coming from. I don't know what tab it's on, man. You just muted the computer. How dare you? How dare you, sir? Okay, so... Oh, it's back? You know what? I'm muting it. You were right.
Yeah. Just shut it up.
Okay.
We're reading things.
So do we know anything, any other comments about this phone thing?
Stupid! I hate. Okay. I hate. You know how many times, Mr. Patton Oswalt, you know how many times I've literally just said I hate screaming
dude,
it out
too.
Loud.
Me too,
just
man.
By myself because it happens. Oh, waiting on my computer. Fucking load, man.
No,
done
me too,
load.
Man.
Fucking load, man. Doesn't load. I hate!
Okay, so let's talk about this one now.
Oh my
god. See if
god.
We can load a new topic.
What is this? Like, it's actually happening?
So, switch it up here.
This is from a movie.
ESPN
this
transforms
is Dodgeball.
ESPNU
isn't it?
To ESPN8, yeah.
The Ocho.
Drawing inspiration from the 2004 hit movie Dodgeball, a true underdog story, featuring Vince Vaughn, blah, 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 blah. ESPNU will become ESPN8, The Ocho, on Tuesday, August 8th, or more appropriately, 8-8. For one day only, the phone network will feature a lineup of unconventional sporting events ranging from disc golf to ultimate trampoline dodgeball and the Firefighters World Challenge, playing off the mantra highlighted in the movie, bring you the finest and seldom seen
please
sports.
Tell me Will Arnett is going to be the fucking announcer.
It wasn't Will Arnett. It was Chuck Norris and Jason Bateman.
Was it?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, because Jason Bateman played Cotton, and then it was Chuck Norris. Right?
No.
No, Chuck Norris was a judge.
Who's the one? No, he was... the one with Will Ferrell. Where he's a basketball guy.
You're talking about the 70s one.
Yeah.
I don't know what movie that is, but I know what
Tropic
you're talking about.
Something, right? Tropics? That's the team that it was.
That was the Tropics, yeah.
God, Jackie... Oh, this is hurting my brain! What's it called, man? Everybody's thinking we're idiots right now.
No, not we're.
You don't remember it either. Yeah, where is it?
We're coming to you live from the Las Vegas University Learning Annex. Yeah. My name is Cotton McKnight, and with me, as always, is my partner in crime, Pepper Brooks.
Yeah, Cotton. Hey.
See, Jason Bateman.
Everybody, 32 teams in play. That means four wins is going to get you in the final match, with that fifth win getting you the 50K that everyone's chasing.
Which one's the one that says, I don't know, but well, that gave me a boner or some shit like that?
I don't know.
A palpable hue of anticipation.
I swear it's Will Arnett, man. We got to stop the show. What? I have a phone. I could search things.
Okay, what do I search here? Will Ferrell.
Tropics.
Basketball.
Yes.
Basketball movie. Semi-pro.
Semi-pro! Damn it! Fuck! Bad brain.
The Jive Turkey. Is this the same?
Well, no. I'm not surprised by that. The Swedes are so advanced.
This is so dumb.
Go back up and type semi-pro Will Arnett.
Semi-pro Will Arnett.
Yeah. Maybe.
Eyeliner, wrestle a bear, Will Arnett interview. You might just be stroking out.
I wrong. I don't think I'm wrong, though. Shit sandwich?
I mean, this is an 8-second long clip. Right.
Let's play it.
Okay.
This is easily the worst half of basketball the Tropics have played since Monix took over as coach.
Yeah, it's a shit fucking sandwich.
Is that worth it for you, man?
No. At least I knew that Will Arnett was an announcer at a basketball game.
Oh, my God, dude.
That was my whole thing.
So back to the Ocho. Okay.
Sorry.
2016 American Disc Golf Championship will be shown.
Okay.
The 2016 WFTDA Roller Derby Championship.
Sounds pretty intense.
The 2016 Sky Zone Ultimate Trampoline Dodgeball.
Sounds fun as shit.
Firefighters World Challenge 25.
Compete
the 2016 Kabit.
Five tests, including climbing a five-story tower, dragging horses? Houses.
What?
Dragging hoses.
Horses! Houses! Hoses! You can drag them all! You can dodge a horse! You can
I can't read from this this distance. This direction. This angle.
It's real big up there. It's real big right here.
Particularly right here. It's real big!
It's real big.
A cornhole tournament for a variety of skill levels. More info.
I could
really... Little Moxie Games.
An uncanny new and amazing event which combines a variety of sports into one, such as dodgeball, juggling, martial arts, and volleyball, and table tennis, and soccer.
What? You gotta juggle and throw dodgeballs?
Dude, I mean, honestly, this sounds pretty amazing.
Let's watch that
so
shit.
So this starts this Tuesday at midnight Eastern.
That sounds
disc
amazing.
Disc golf, roller derby, sky zone, trampoline, dodgeball.
I don't have ESPN.
The firefighters is at 5:30 a.m. Eastern time.
I'm sure there's going to be so much YouTube content on it.
Oh, God, right?
I'm all wash I should.
And then it's, you know, we don't even get 24 hours, dude.
I'm all wash I should. What now?
We don't even get 24 hours.
And then they go back to ESPNU?
And it says all of these events have previously aired across ESPN networks with
are
the exception of Moxie Games.
Are you kidding me? So none of them are live?
Well, it says 2016.
Are you kidding me? What's the point then?
Well, because it's the Ocho, man.
You're watching a special presentation of ESPN 8, The Ocho, on ESPNU.
There you go, man.
Was it Jason Bateman who said I got an erection or some shit?
Because dude, why are you going back to this? I don't know.
We used to have a clip of it on the old show. That's why I'm so obsessed with it right now.
I don't remember. God. Hey, you remember that time I said I hadn't seen The Departed?
Yeah.
You gotta Google it.
Yeah.
He's gotta Google it.
Yeah. Distract the audience. I gotta figure
distract
this shit out.
The audience. Should I Google Jason Bateman boner? Would that make you happy?
I don't know, Cotton, but I got an erection.
I definitely don't ever remember playing that on the show.
Exception is what I spelled.
I like how the show right now is just me typing.
Yeah, Google failed me.
That's because it doesn't exist.
I don't know, but I got an erection. I don't understand why I can't get erect anymore. Net doctor,
Please teach me things.
I'm just going to leave this section silent so I could isolate everything.
Why can't I get or keep an erection? Why you can't get a hard on? Men's fitness. Mike's fitness.
I can't find it. Maybe reading isn't your strong suit today, dude.
Dude, nothing is. I can't remember shit. I'm stuck on an erection joke.
You didn't understand the intro thing I tried to tell you? That was very simple.
Never understand it, you fucking scientific bitch. Explaining it in tongues.
Scientific!
You might as well be speaking to the devil. I don't understand what you're saying.
Oh my god, dude.
Yeah, I'm a dumb. Why do you expect anything different or me to understand things that you would say?
Okay, let's talk about this one next. About this.
What?
Game of Thrones.
What?
Has been hacked, or I guess HBO. God.
Oh, shit.
Videos that just
do. I love it because literally that's a video with a music in the background, and then you just read the video. you could just read the fucking article.
It's so dumb.
But no, you watch the video, and it's like a slide presentation.
So HBO has been hacked. Upcoming episodes, Game of Thrones data leaked. HBO has joined the ranks of Hollywood entertainment companies suffering a major cyber attack. Entertainment Weekly has learned, probably by reading Twitter, that an upcoming episode of a couple series and at least one alleged script or treatment have been put online by hackers. HBO recently experienced a cyber attack, which resulted in the compromise of proprietary information the network confirmed in a statement. We immediately began investigating the incident and are working with law enforcement and outside cybersecurity firms. They say the hackers have claimed to obtain 1.5 terabytes of data from the company. An upcoming episode of Ballers and Room 104 have apparently been put online. There's also written material that's allegedly from next week's fourth episode of Game of Thrones, and more is promised to be coming soon. Do we care?
I heard they got the whole next episode. That's what I heard.
Well, the whole next episode was leaked, but that was unrelated to this hack. That was leaked from some partner in India.
Okay. Yeah, no, I
know what happens in this next episode. You want me to tell you?
No, you fucking reading everything in advance, bitch ass. I'm gonna set you afire. Haven't seen goddamn Departed, and you're trying to ruin Game of Thrones. God. You're an evil person.
Oh my god.
Don't fuck with me and Game of Thrones. You can explain shit about YouTube all day. I don't care.
Okay.
Game of Thrones.
What if I saw the spoilers on YouTube?
I will stab you. You will be stabbed.
How much of the mad about the spoilers is that I read them on Reddit and not like on YouTube?
What?
Like how much of your anger is about that?
Nothing. No.
Or is it just all because I know spoilers?
It's all because you read it when you should have just waited and watched it.
Reddit. See? I knew it.
Oh, shit! That's why they named it that! I read it there. I read it on Reddit, guys.
Let's see here. Okay.
What a great pun.
This is a follow-up to last week's news.
Okay.
Okay. Last week, remember, Elon Musk.
Elon.
Burned Mark Zuckerberg.
You don't have sufficient knowledge.
He said that your knowledge is limited.
Is limited.
And now, Facebook's artificial intelligence has begun talking and speaking in its own language.
I love the picture that they give it.
And they shut it down.
This is where we're at right now.
Yeah, I don't know why that thing's
there. We got a fucking hunk as a robot, dude. Look at those muscles, man. Those real plastic muscles.
Dude, they're beautiful.
Like, are you fucking kidding me? Don't do that shit.
So, apparently, Facebook researchers recently noticed its new AI had given up on English. It's an advanced system capable of negotiating with other AI, so it came to the conclusions on how to proceed. The agents began to communicate using phrases that seem unintelligible at first but actually represent the task at hand. In one exchange illustrated by the company, the two negotiating bots named Bob and Alice. By the way, if the world gets overtaken by a bot named Bob.
That's
going to be the
Bob
worst.
Bob the bot.
Bob the bot. Can the bot. We kill humanity? Yes,
Sky
we
Bob.
Can.
Sky Bob.
Bob started saying, I everything else. To which Alice responded, balls have zero to me and to me to me.
Okay.
The rest of the conversation was formed from variations of these sentences. I love how it had balls in it. The most beautiful picture of a ball I've ever seen.
Bow.
While it appears to be nonsense, the repetition of phrases like I and to me reflect how the AI operates. The researchers believe it shows that two bots are working together out many of the of each item they should take. How many of each item? Bob's later statements such as I can, I everything else indicate how it was using language to offer more items to Alice. When interpreted like this, phrases appear more logical than comparable English phrases like I'll have three and you can have everything else. Is it? No. So here we go. Facebook says Agents will drift off from understandable language and invent code words for themselves. Like if I say the five times, you interpret that to mean I want five copies of this item. This isn't so different from the way communities of humans create shorthands. Isn't it, though?
So it's saying I repeatedly. Does that mean there's like five of itself?
No. What they're saying it means is that if you say I three times, that means they're going to take three tasks.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're comparing it to like we're at a buffet table, okay? And there's a delicious spread of food. And
we have to eat all the food.
And we have to eat all the food, and we have to divvy up exactly how much of the food. So I walk up to the table, and I go, I'm going to have that, 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 and that. And you have everything else. That's what they're saying. Their language shorthands it to be like that.
This is definitely a clickbait title. Because, yes, they are speaking their own sort of language, but we can still understand it.
Well, that's because they can crack open the hood
and
figure it out. What about when we can't do that because it's too advanced?
Well, that's what the fucking title suggested.
Well, that's what Elon Musk is worried about, man.
I don't know. That seems like
a
problem
they can fix,
right?
Facebook shut it down.
Why would they shut it down, though? That's the only question.
In a separate case, Google recently improved its translate service by adding a neural network. The system is now capable of translating much more efficiently, including between language pairs that hasn't been explicitly taught. The success rate of the network surprised Google's team. Its researchers found the AI had silently written its own language that's tailored specifically to the task of translating sentences. If the AI languages become widespread, they could pose a problem when developing and adopting neural networks. There's not yet enough evidence to determine whether they present a threat that could enable machines to overrule their operators. They do make AI development more difficult, though, as humans cannot understand the overwhelmingly logical nature of their languages. While they appear nonsensical, the results observed by teams such as Google Translate indicate they actually represent the most efficient solution to major problems. And let me remind you that the most efficient solution to humanity's problems is extinction. Right? I mean, in every movie, it's like, instead of saving humanity, we'll just wipe you out, and then you don't have to have any problems anymore because you're dead. It's logical.
Right. Yep.
And now they're starting that, man. This is the beginning of the end.
It definitely is. Like, in 30 years, we'll be significantly different from where we're at right now.
Like, let's look at it this
way.
All right, let's say that me and Kate Upton created a beautiful baby.
Okay.
All right, it's gorgeous. It's got my body and looks and her brain.
Okay.
Okay? And we raise it to three. And instead of it speaking in English, it has decided to invent its own language that no one can understand, but we can kind of figure it out because we've raised it.
Kids, I think, do that. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think kids do that, man.
I think they do.
They don't make up their own languages.
Yeah.
No. And then what if those 3-year-olds?
I tried back in the day. I never succeeded, but I'm sure friends that
were you caveman communicating with your other friends?
Yeah. You know. Shit like that.
You know what? I don't even want to have this
conversation. I broke your fucking
anymore.
your metaphor. Just suck it.
I'll suck it.
It wasn't going that well anyways.
I'm sucking it. I thought it was
going
to be great.
So what do you mean? You're like, you broke your child and you need to fix it?
Because I was just going
to
make an example of how if my child then met with your child, who was probably with you and some really, like Rosie O'Donnell probably is who you're dating. You guys had a child.
Yep.
And they're both speaking in tongues. You'd be freaked out.
I would be, but
and then they have a gun all of a sudden, and they shoot you in the balls.
Now I'm freaked.
Okay.
You got there.
Jerk. My metaphor was perfect.
Your metaphor was flawed. Your knowledge on this is limited.
Okay, do you want to talk about sports? You want to talk about World of Warcraft? You want to talk about marijuana becoming legal? You want to talk about a bridezilla getting sued for being a bridezilla? Or do you want to talk about space or the Olympics?
Pick one, man.
Nope, I asked you.
They all have dead faces on them. So
I know.
I don't know what that means.
It means I have to refresh the one that you want.
Because
they overloaded Chrome, apparently, and all crashed. Which is great, because now we no longer just have random music playing.
That is good. Yeah. Refresh this one, and let's find out.
Okay, so this is the bright... Well, it says right here.
Oh, well, I can't read that tiny-ass shit from here!
You need to get glasses. You have glasses.
I don't need them.
You should wear them. Sounds
no
like you need them.
Our 80th
oh my God!
They're customers.
What?
Jabeo. It's the store they trust. Jabeo.
Did you see that ad was full screen?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's full horrible. Screen.
Dude,
it's horrible. With a widescreen setup.
A North Texas wedding photographer has been awarded $1.08 million defamation money against a married couple who the jury found posted false statements in social media campaign after being unhappy about a surprise fee. So basically, the bridezilla and husband engaged in, quote, a smear campaign using negative publicity to destroy a photographer's business and even bragged online that they were pretty sure her business is done. They trumped her. They basically trumped her. Okay. The Moldovans were upset over a required $125 fee to cover for their wedding album. An item they said was not on their contract and should have been included in the cost of their overall wedding.
Okay.
So basically the photographer said, I took all your pictures and all that, you paid me for that, but it's $125 to have a printed album.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that sounds pretty
and
standard.
And then they just got upset and then complained about it
and
on
then
the
they,
internet?
On the internet. It says, wow. The Moldovan said that Polito's office manager told them that unless they paid the fee for a cover, their photo album would be forfeited. In the 2015 interview with NBC5, Moldovan argued an album comes with a cover. It's a component of an album. It's a book. In January 2015, Polito didn't want to go on a camera, but she said she'd be more than happy to address any inquiries in writing via email, in an email to NBC5. While they have already paid for the cost of the album, they did not pay for the cost of cover, which is an a la carte item due to the variation of covers available. Polito added that her order form clearly states that the cover is not included in the wedding package and is an additional charge. Okay. So basically, so it sounds like she made an album, but the actual wrapping of the album is custom made for the wedding.
Right.
And so you had to pay for that.
Yeah.
And it stated on the order form that you have to pay for that.
Uh-huh.
And the people are like, I'm not paying $125 for an album cover because I'm dumb and I understand how things work and I think people should work for free.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can you tell that we're both like,
we love
we're freelance and marketing.
We're great.
That's how we go. Yeah. Neither of us ever hoped her business was ruined, nor do we ever want that, said the husband. We just came to NBC to get our photos and album and nothing more. Well, apparently, the lady, Mrs. Polito, took them to court and sued them for defamation, and she won $1.8 million.
That's amazing.
$1.08 million. So she won $1 million off this.
They must have gone hard on that social media defamation kind of shit. Just like everywhere in the world, just posting bad reviews on her Facebook, on her Google, on everything, and just like hating on her.
Yeah, dude.
That'd be my guess.
I mean, I think the moral of this story is if someone who's doing something that you can't do, like create an album cover for you or take wedding photos for you, you know, you don't have the equipment, you don't have the talent, you don't have the time, and they want you to pay them for that work, maybe pay them for that work.
Yeah.
And if you don't pay them for the work, don't expect them to do the work.
Yeah. Don't expect things that you...
I think that's
just one.
It's pretty much how America works.
Normally.
Like if I went to McDonald's and they're like, it's 50 cents for the cheeseburger, it's 50 cents for the buns around it, it's $1 for the whole thing. And I'm like, I think it's expected that the meat should come with buns. I'm only going to pay you 50 cents. It's not how the world works, son.
That's not how that works.
That's right.
You kind of chose the photographer that you chose, and that's their fee.
And it's clearly stated, learn to read, you dumb bimbo!
If you don't like it, fucking go somewhere else and find what you want. Don't just sit and bitch on the internet, even though that's what we're doing right now.
All right, so let's transition into more bitching on the internet. Cory Booker, a senator from, where is he from, New Jersey, I think? Has introduced a bill that could legalize marijuana nationwide.
Wouldn't happen.
It says it's a far-reaching marijuana bill. It's the farthest-reaching marijuana bill that's ever been filed in either chamber of Congress. Apparently, the bill, yes, he's a Democrat from New Jersey, was proposed on Tuesday of last week, and it would remove marijuana from the federal scheduling system, which is the basis for its federal criminalization. That isn't new in the Senate. Bernie Sanders, for one, also put forward a bill that would deschedule marijuana back in 2015. But where Booker's bills go farther is that it actively encourages states to legalize cannabis. Specifically, the bill leverages federal funds to incentivize legalization in states that have enforced laws against marijuana in a way that disproportionately impacts low-income people and people of color, a category that includes virtually every state. The measure addresses the two layers of prohibition. Under current federal law, pot remains illegal even in states that have it legalized, creating big barriers for states that have legalized, including restrictions on business tax deductions and access to banking. But whether marijuana is legal, decriminalized, or illegal at the state or local level is decided through state or local law, meaning that the city or state can conceivably keep marijuana illegal even if the federal government removes all its own restrictions. So basically, what this bill does is it legalizes marijuana at a federal government level.
Right.
And then provides incentives to the states
to
legalize it themselves. Mm-hmm. Because ultimately, just as it is right now, the states can decide to legalize it or leave it illegal.
Right.
Like Colorado, Washington, all those places have it completely legalized.
Yep.
And Kansas does not, as an example. So this would provide incentives. Like Kansas, if you legalize it, we're going to give you this kickback or whatever incentive to legalize it.
Nope.
Because technically it's still up to you.
I think free market should just be the free market. Don't put in a law that incentivizes states to give marijuana out. Like, it's do states get incentives for selling alcohol?
I doubt it.
Yeah. So it's the same fucking shit. Just tax the fucking thing. Get your money off it. Decriminalize it. Stop sending people to jail for it. It's a fucking plant. It's a fucking plant. Whether or not it messes with you hallucinogenically, like you fucking take drugs that can kill you if you take more than four of them for a fucking headache.
Yeah, that's true.
We're adults. We can make decisions for our fucking selves, man. And the fact that they either have to tell you that you're gonna produce marijuana or you can't.
Right.
Is stupid.
Well, also, you can brew alcohol
just
in your garage.
Just decriminalize it.
You
just
can drink alcohol in your house.
Thing. It's a fucking plant. This issue is stupid.
But
it's fucking stupid.
It sounds like this is the first step to doing that, though, right?
Well, maybe, but I mean, I've heard the fight against the drug war is all drugs, which I mean, I don't know how I feel about that. Because, like,
you mean like legalize all drugs?
Yes, because the thought is that, I mean, instead of punishing people for taking heroin,
right,
when you find someone that's a heroin addict, you give them help and get them off of heroin.
Well, that's what they do in like Norway or Denmark or wherever
Rather
Amsterdam
than
is.
Sending them to jail and just be like, here, just you're in jail now because you smoked.
So what do you do with all the people who are in jail on marijuana charges when it becomes legalized?
It's fucking mass exodus.
Because you know this is all,
and like,
it's all a scam,
right?
Like the CIA makes too much money off drugs to legalize it. So
there's
that's
no
one
way.
Of the things. And then the prisons are privatized, so they make money off the amount of inmates they have.
There's
and
so
like,
many,
I don't know the exact stats,
setups.
But it's a majority of people in there are there on minor drug charges
and
in
that's
jail.
A lot of money.
And they're not going to let them go, so it's all about the money.
But, I mean, if you take a look and whether or not you would. But we spend so much money on housing the inmates, right?
Yeah, but we, the taxpayers, do it.
Right.
Yeah, but it's just the same as we, the taxpayers, pay for Donald Trump's 17-day vacation.
So I just don't know how it makes money because, well, they take this, they take all the shit.
Because salaries are part of the money.
Dealers. No, they take the drugs, they resell those. So
that's
the money.
The CIA and the FBI
they take
their
shit, too. So if you've got cars with your drug money, you got a house with your drug money,
right,
they take all that shit, and then they are free to sell that back.
Right.
So that's how they make their money off
of it. Well, they do that whether or not you've been found guilty or innocent.
You also have to pay money for taking that person that you just took all their shit from and putting them in a jail and feeding and clothing and, you know, keeping
them
living.
Well, there's a Jeremy Renner movie about this that he literally wrote about the CIA drug trade and like he had to go into witness protection and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And the movie starts off because he interviews this guy who was he's obviously a drug dealer.
Yeah.
He bought a house, he bought cars, he lives in Miami or whatever. He bought all this stuff with drug money.
Mm-hmm.
But then the jury dismissed the charges. So he wasn't found guilty. But the FBI had already taken his house, his cars, all the stuff, and they already sold it so he doesn't get it back.
Shit.
So he's an innocent man.
Oh yeah.
By the letter of the law.
That happens law-wise, man. If they seize that shit, they got rules and stuff. So that's how they make some money. So I'm just saying, like,
it's all about the money, man. So it ain't going to happen.
I don't think so, because I just don't think taxes would make enough compared to what they are.
Well,
because they're just stealing right
now. And the difference between today and marijuana and, like, the 20s and Prohibition is that Prohibition was genuinely about religion. Like, people were like, you shouldn't drink because Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're like, marijuana is bad because I'm getting all this money in my pocket.
Right. Like,
and so
what
it's different.
Is your excuse as to why it's bad?
Right,
it's
because prohibition was overturned
not.
Because religious freedom, you can't force people not to drink based on religion. Mm-hmm. I mean, ultimately, that's what it came down to. Reinstated it. Alcohol is back. Okay? Well, marijuana's not going to be that way. Because old people hate it because they think it turns people into zebras or whatever, and all the rich people like it being illegal because they get more money.
Right. There's too many established money flows that I just think it would upset too much.
Oh, absolutely.
It would just
absolutely.
It would too much. Like, I mean, Trump wouldn't
it's like healthcare.
As much damage. As
it's like healthcare. It's like you can't change the flow of money.
Right.
Because when everybody's getting rich and the rich control all the power, you're not going to change anything.
Yeah. Yeah, so this is a loaded fuck art. It's Vox, that's why.
Well, yeah,
you're
I mean,
a
it's
Vox
well,
article.
It's Cory Booker too. Like, he's a Democrat from New Jersey. Mm-hmm. He's going to be, and Bernie Sanders. What a shock! The only other guy to introduce it, so they could be like, "I did this. Vote for me." It doesn't matter if it worked. Right. It matters that they did it.
Yeah,
because that's how politics works now, man.
That's true. Fucking, I don't give a shit.
You do, though.
I do, so
it's
mad.
It's just depressing, so you
bad.
Can't...
It just really... Yep,
you just can't
I
care
can't
about it
care
because
about
it hurts,
it because,
yep.
Yeah, there's just nothing to do.
All right, man, let's talk about some fun things.
Yeah, on a lighter note...
I don't even know if you care about this, because I don't even know if you care about the Olympics.
I don't.
But the Olympics, apparently, the 2024
so
Olympics...
So anyone has a reason...
Shush! The 2024 games are going to be in Paris, and the 2028 games are going to be in L.A. So the Olympics are coming back to America? Do we care? Do you care?
Nope.
Okay.
I'm not going to it.
Move on past.
I'm going to watch it on TV like I do every fucking year.
Move so, on past yeah. that one then. All right.
Everybody in LA, enjoy yourselves, though. I bet you it'll be super fun.
What about this
I
one?
Hear those, you know, Olympic villages get, like, a lot of fucking, just, like, it's giant orgy.
This is from a reputable site.
Oh, yeah?
Farm Ireland.
Farm Ireland. Let's see, where we got? We got 16 degrees Celsius in Dublin.
I don't know. I don't know how hot or cold that is.
That's... Oh, that's
high,
decent, right?
You know,
I thought 32.
Low,
no, that's low because 32 is like 100 degrees, I think.
I don't know, man.
Fahrenheit.
I'll tell you one thing, though. The high and the low are only separated by 6 degrees Celsius, and that sounds nice.
Well, what are our highs? It goes from 80 to 60, right? Sometimes.
60 degrees.
We're Americans. We don't know things like.
Yeah, it's 60 degrees right now in Dublin.
See? Yeah, that's a good temp.
And then the low.
A little chilly.
The low is 50.
A little chilly.
Yeah, look at that, man.
I want to be in Ireland.
It's going to be between 50 and 60 degrees for 24 hours in Ireland right now.
Let's go there.
Is weed legal in Ireland?
I'm sure. There's no law about it. There might be an international law because, you know, fucking, what's his face? Who really hated drugs? Was it Nixon?
Oh, yeah, Nixon and Reagan, right?
Yeah, they were the drug war guys, right?
Let's see. Is weed legal in Ireland? Illegal for recreational purposes.
Oh, you motherfuckers. Come on. What about alcohol? Is alcohol legal for recreational use? And so should weed.
It was prohibited by the Dangerous Drugs Acts of 1934.
Just crazy to me, man. It's just crazy to me.
That's
it's like, you remember when
nuts.
You were a child and like your parents or adults told you not to do something and you were like, you know, one day I'm going to be an adult. And I can do whatever I want. Nope.
It's crazy.
You can't because you got government parents being like, no, you can't do that.
1 in 8 people in the UK have not seen a cow.
Well, I mean, it's an island. They don't have a whole lot of land to farm on.
1 in 8 young people in the United Kingdom have never seen a cow in real life.
18 to 24?
According to a new survey. While they may have spotted a cow on television, 12%. No. What's that? What's 12 PC?
I would assume percent.
Yeah. So yeah, 1 in 8. So yeah, 12% of 18 to 24-year-olds in the UK are so unfamiliar with the countryside that they have never seen a cow in person. A fifth said that they will have never even left the city that they live in. 18% of 18 to 24-year-olds.
Dude, I'm telling you, this new generation's scary.
Dude, you fall into that demographic, you know, that 18 uh-huh. to 24.
Well, I'm barely in
but
it.
You're in it.
I'm barely in there.
You're in it, though.
And I've seen a fucking cow.
Hey, don't call me that.
I work with one.
The research also found a substantial lack of knowledge among young adults when it comes to basic fruit and vegetables.
Okay, I lump in there.
More than half of those polled did not know that strawberries are a summer fruit, and 9 in 10 do not know that turnips are best grown in the winter. Did you know those things?
I knew the strawberry thing. I didn't know the turnip thing. All I do with turnips is on the weekend.
Because you turn up.
Ah!
God. I'm embarrassed.
I got puns too, man.
More than half of those polled did not know. Oh, I just read that. Over half say it's more than a year since they climbed a tree. When's the last time you climbed a tree, man?
Fuck. Went on a float trip 2 years ago. I feel
so it's
like
been more
I
than a year.
Definitely touched a tree at that point.
While for 29%, it's been that long since they swam
I'm
in a
go
river.
Fucking climb a tree right now. Right now.
I'll be back.
All right, man. When's the last time you swam in a river?
About that float trip, yeah.
So it's been 2 years, man. 4 in 10 confess their knowledge of the countryside as poor or extremely poor.
I was drinking a beer, sitting in a river. It was like 68 degrees.
Sounds great.
It was amazing.
Why don't you do that more often?
I recall that as being one of the best moments of life.
Why don't you do that more often, man?
In a river up to here. There's not a good river here.
I mean, there's lots of rivers. We could drive an hour and be great places.
Okay. Sounds good, man.
I mean, instead of going
now's
like
the time to do it before
I'm just saying,
ends.
Like instead of going to On the Border and spending $40 on expensive tequila,
mm-hmm.
you could spend $5, get 30 Bud Lights, and
that's
drive down
did,
to
yeah.
a river.
Mm-hmm. It was super good.
Yeah. And it's
I'm
free.
Down with that. I'm down with that.
Yeah, man.
It's not really free. You gotta pay for the Bud Lights.
Well, and you also got to drive there and pay for the gas. But still, it's cheaper
than
on the border.
Maybe a park fee, you know? Where
no, I got interest
to
all parks all the time, yeah.
Sweet!
Yeah, I know, man.
Let's go.
I know, man. So, 4 in 10, would you confess that your knowledge of the countryside is poor or extremely poor?
Yes.
Yeah. And just 2 in 10 believe their knowledge of the countryside is good or excellent. Sad, man.
I feel like that percentage definitely is a little bit better here in Kansas, but...
Yeah, I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah. I'd say that's pretty general.
I mean, we've definitely left the city and where we live.
Yeah.
But yeah, never seen a cow, dude.
I've seen cows.
I love cows. Like,
very
I feel like
cow-y.
I'd be very sad if I had never seen a cow in yeah. my life because, you know, cows are dope.
What? Cows are dope?
Cows are dope. They be lit on fire.
Oh, dude. Okay.
They fire. Cows are fire, man.
This one I have on here for my brother Luke.
Okay.
Okay, because he is a World of Warcraft.
Oh no, I saw this.
Lover. Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah. All right, Destiny 2 is coming out for the PC for the first time.
Yeah.
Okay. And it's on the Blizzard app.
Right.
So it's there with StarCraft and World of Warcraft and Overwatch and Hearthstone and all those Blizzard things. It's a big deal. It's the first non-Blizzard game.
That's it, yeah.
Ever on there.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Luke bought it with World of Warcraft money.
Right.
Because apparently Activision sells Blizzard cash
gold,
or whatever.
World of Warcraft gold, yeah.
Well, no, in World of Warcraft, you spend your gold on these
the
tokens.
Cash. Okay,
so it's
right.
like $15 uh-huh. of Blizzard or of World of Warcraft gold
mm-hmm.
or 20 real American dollars.
Right.
And so no matter what, you're buying mm-hmm. these tokens to pay for games. So Luke pays for his World of Warcraft subscription in WoW gold, and he bought a $100 Destiny 2 with WoW gold. And all he's got to do is sit there and farm gold.
That's stupid.
Okay? And now World of Warcraft gold is worth more than Venezuelan money. Digital gold from Blizzard's massive multiplayer online game World of Warcraft is worth more than actual Venezuelan currency, the Bolivar, according to new data. Khalib Prime, a Venezuelan resident and Twitter user, made the discovery on July 14th and tweeted that at the time on the Venezuela black market, now the most used method of currently exchange in Venezuela, you can get $1 for 8,493.97 bolivars. Meanwhile, a WoW token, which can be bought for $20 from the in-game auction house.
Wait, whoa, what? You can get $1 for 8,000? No, I think it's gone up since then, man.
Well, this says in July.
Yeah.
So.
Well, no, you know what's happening down there, right?
There's like civil unrest.
Yeah, there's like a coup happening within the government, and some guy just like, I forget what he did, but it was on John Oliver. I think he talked about it. But he is upsetting the status quo down there or some shit.
Oh, man.
And so, yeah, their goal or their value of their money just plummeted like crazy in the last month. So I think right now, like when I saw his show, it was like 12,000.
That's crazy. Bolivars
equals one thing of WoW gold or the dollar. I don't know. But.
Well, WoW gold, you can buy $20 worth of in-game mm-hmm. WoW gold for $83.85, and that's 100 bolivars cheaper
that's
than
so
$20 worth of dollars.
WoW token.
Isn't that crazy, dude?
Uh-huh.
The WoW gold is now even worth even more than the Bolivar. Apparently, on the black market, the Bolivar has dropped to $11,185.95 per dollar at the time of this writing, which was July 31st. So it's a week old. Yeah. Even this is a week old. And WoW gold is let's see. Meanwhile,
just Google it real quick. See if it's gone down.
Well, here's MMO Bucks and Dollar Today.
Dollar.
That's not dollar.
Dollar today.
That's dollar.
What, you know, right there. See it? Dollar today is 18,000.
Oh, here we go, right here.
Yeah.
So right now, a dollar in Venezuela, according to this chart, is 21,070.
Dude, it keeps going up, man. How is that even possible?
Dude, that's horrible.
I forget what's happening, man. I really wish I was more informed and remembered it, but yeah, it's complicated, it sounds like. But that's the funniest. That's terrible, right?
Looks like we crashed.
Made up world.
MMO Bucks.
Oh, shit.
But yeah, that's not good. I mean, you can't buy food, I'm guessing, in Venezuela with World of Warcraft gold.
I don't think you can. No. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. And their money is worth less than that. Could you imagine having all of your money that you've saved up your entire life, and then this is happening?
Well, how many people have 20,000 bolivars in the bank, and now it's worth $1?
America, and yeah, you have to pay 20,000 for
$1.
$1
won't even get you a cheeseburger here.
Wouldn't even get you that. You need some extra pennies,
extra bolivars.
Oh God, dude,
That's horrible.
I don't even know how that exists. Like, so all Venezuelans are just kind of fucked right now, right? Because, like, they don't have all their money in dollars.
Yeah, I would think so.
They have them in bullshit.
I don't know how that stuff works.
They got it in bullshit.
So, like, does the price of milk also increase?
Well, their currency is related to, I'm assuming, their amount of, you know, GDP or however much the country is worth with their...
You got to import that, right? So, like, things you import from America, you still got to pay $3 to get... whatever.
Uh-huh.
So if it used to be 10
I think there's
for 3 and it used to be 30 bolivars,
right now,
but now it's 300,000.
Yeah, I think us, Russia, and the UK, like, cut off ties with them and not recognizing this new government that's coming up. But, oh, that's what they're doing. So this guy just started his own new government, basically, a new party or something like that, and just started printing new money.
Oh.
And just started printing it. Gave it no backing or anything like that. And we've declared that we wouldn't.
Only America can print money with no backing.
Yeah,
all
right,
back up.
Yeah, exactly. That's only us, you know. Yeah. Quantitative easing, you know. That's a big word.
Dude, why did you know that?
I know the shit.
I feel like you couldn't explain that just because you know the word.
I know the shit that's going down. They print money that they don't have gold to back it up for.
Let's see. On June 28th, 2017, Oscar Perez, a policeman, stole a police helicopter in Caracas.
Oh, shit.
Dropped grenades onto the Supreme Court building.
Shit.
And shot at the Interior Ministry building after creating posts on social media calling for calling for Venezuelans to oppose tyranny.
Oh, my God.
The helicopter carried a banner reading 350 Freedom, a reference to the clause in the Constitution cited by opponents of Maduro to claim his government is illegitimate. Maduro denounced the attack as a terror attack against institutions of the country.
That sounds like movie shit, man. Just dropping bombs on the people? Oh, yeah, like a couple public officials.
It's been going on a long time.
That have been against him or something like that, just got taken like a week ago. They don't know where they're at.
Look at this, dude.
It was a coup. It's a dictatorship.
On March 29th, 2017, the Supreme Tribunal of Justice of Venezuela took over legislative powers of the National Assembly.
Dude.
The tribunal, mainly supporters of President Nicolas Maduro, also restricted the immunity granted by the Assembly's members, who mostly belong to the opposition.
You remember when on our show way back when I told what baskets of bombs and we'd just send those to world leaders, and that's how I was going to start my new country of cold new mania or some
nope.
shit like that? You don't remember that?
Nope.
It was a great episode, and this guy's doing it. Instead of baskets full of bombs, he's just dropping bombs on people from helicopters.
I mean, this is pretty intense, dude.
Yeah. I'm surprised it's happening. Like, obviously, there's going to be an intervention of some sort.
It's a lot of...
It's just becoming a new North Korea, basically, right? Like an unauthorized state that doesn't give a
shit
about
the United Nations, Commission for Human Rights, and a state of the separation of powers, system for documents and your function. So basically, it sounds like, yeah, it's a dictatorship.
Right.
Just taking over.
Venezuelans, if you have internet... Let us know, thanks.
I don't think they do.
I don't know if they
could you
would.
Imagine paying your bill?
Yeah, but, I mean, you would think they would have something.
Dude, do you ever read this stuff from the United States and just like cringe, wondering what it's going to be, you know, because it's Trump.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Ugh.
Dude, all right, man.
The
well,
tranny ban, man. That just
that was not that was not as
came out of nowhere. Like, yeah, that's what you should be focused on.
I thought that was going to be like a happy-go-lucky article, and it was not.
Yeah.
It was really depressing.
Yeah,
really sad.
It's kind of sad.
The K on Kentucky's Kroger Field fell off last night, so the athletic department is giving 2 free tickets to any Roger that shows up before they put the K back on.
Kroger? Oh, that's hilarious.
Yeah. It's Kroger Field. Now it says Roger Field.
Oh, man.
So they're giving 2 free tickets to anyone who shows up before they put the K back on the state.
You see the Wichita State sign?
No.
You didn't see that? Mm-hmm.
What happened to it?
They put a new decal on their water tower.
Okay.
Here in Wichita.
Should I Google this?
Yeah, Wichita State. And they switched the last 2 letters of state and university. So it reads Wichita Stati Universite. Look at that.
There it is, man. Yeah. Oh, I got to put this up.
There it is.
Where's my mouse? There's my mouse. Wichita Stati Universite.
And like what I was saying, I know signs and shit. You got to put up, since it's so big, you got to put up each one of those letters at a time, you know, right? So I think they just got the E and the Y switched and did it and then pulled off the piece of tape that was covering it and was like, uh-oh.
How do you not, shit, so do they do which, do they do it up and down? Like W-U-I-N-C-I-H-V-I-E-T-R?
Dude.
Because how could you not get to Stati and then realize you messed up?
Talk to the idiots who fucked this shit up. I think you're right. That must have been how it did it then. They went up and down. Because there's no other way that you get to the end of the word and then you fuck up. There's no way.
The work was not driven so much by putting the logos up by the complete rehabilitation of the water tower. There was a very small part of the overall work, but this is the part of the project including putting a modern WSU logo on the southwest side of the water tower and a modern Wooshock on the northwest side. King said the city had contracted this part of the work out to American Suncraft, an Ohio-based construction company. Why don't they just use, you know, someone here in Wichita?
That'd be that's a great question. Everyone's preoccupied with the fucking construction on the roads.
Their corporate headquarters in a suburb of Dayton did not immediately return a request for comment. The letters for Wichita State University were painted on the side of the water tower using individual templates for each letter. They essentially acted as large stencils. Wichita State University and the city of Wichita had a little fun with the university's name being misspelled. It's not like one big great thing that's placed on the side. It's letter by letter. You carry them up there and you use them to paint inside the letter. King said the crew had transposed the Y in university and the E in state because they were the last letter of those 2 words and on top of each other. It was strictly an error by the contractor's crew that did the work late yesterday. King said he wasn't sure why the letters were applied onto the water tank. I wouldn't be surprised if they worked all the way up until dark last night. King said the contractor supervisor noted the error the next morning around 6 a.m. when became aware of the error early this morning. The error was fixed before noon.
What fucking idiots. What fucking idiots.
How does that happen, man?
Dude, you're just an idiot.
It's not even like you said. It's less complicated.
It is,
they just painted inside
they
letters.
They literally knew what they were doing while they were doing it and then did it anyways. Because, yeah, a stencil, you can fucking see what stencil you're holding.
Yeah, man.
And obviously, you have to line it up before you put any paint down. So you see Universite and
yeah,
go with
legit.
It.
Let's do it. Universite.
Dude, I'm telling you, it must have been someone who did not speak English because you're like,
why?
Why wouldn't it look right to you then?
How does that work?
I don't know.
Exactly. Like, how does a crew from Dayton even come to here?
How does a crew fuck it up? I get one person that just, like, was lazy.
Yeah,
but,
it was
like,
dark
multiple
or something.
People doing the same piece.
Like, do they drive?
Be like, hey, bro, that's an E, not a Y. That's
are they
an
flying
e, that's not
from
a y.
Dayton, Ohio to Wichita
uh-huh.
to put paint on our...
Uh-huh. Yeah. Why? Great question.
So is our tax dollars paying for their travel back and forth from here to there and then the hotels while they're here rehabilitating the water tower?
Probably.
And we paid for those people and they can't even spell state or university. That's what you're telling me happened.
That's what I'm telling you happened, man. We live in Wichita, Kansas, and this shit, I'm surprised, doesn't happen more often.
It's unbelievable.
I've seen so many 9/11 was an inside job bumper stickers from goddamn Alex Jones. It is retarded. dude. It's so sad. And they've only started to grow.
Yeah.
I've only been seeing more.
Because the dumber he gets, the bigger he becomes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. We got two space stories to talk about. All right. We ready?
Yeah.
Apparently, China's Tiangong-1 space lab.
Tiangong-1! Me racist!
Yeah. Will fall to Earth by April of next year. Apparently, the United Nations Office for Outer Space Affairs, ANUSA. ANUSA!
Sounds like NASA. Has ANUSA.
Has reissued a notification by China on the future uncontrolled reentry of the country's robotic Tiangong-1 space lab, which is expected to take place in the next 8 months. A follow-up update from the Aerospace Corporation predicted the space lab could fall to Earth as soon as February. Tiangong-1, which has been orbiting Earth since September 2011, ceased functioning on March 16, 2016. To date, the spacecraft has maintained its structural integrity. The space lab's operational unit is under constant and close surveillance by China. Its current average altitude is 217 miles, but its orbit is decaying at a daily rate of approximately 525 feet, according to the UN notification. The lab's reentry is expected to happen between October 2017 and April of 2018, you know, within that six-month period.
Whenever.
According to the UN, the August 2nd notice from the Aerospace Corporation pegged reentry as occurring in January 2018 with a margin of 2 months on either side. According to the calculations and analysis that have been carried out, most of Tiangong-1's structural components will be burned up in the craft's reentry to Earth's atmosphere. The probability of endangering and causing damage to aviation and ground activities is very low, the notification adds. The notice advises China attaches great importance to reentry of Tiangong-1, and they will take the following measures to monitor its fall and provide public information. Sorry, provid public information. China will enhance monitoring and forecasting and make strict arrangements to track and closely keep an eye on Tiangong-1 and will publish a timely forecast of its reentry. China will make use of international joint monitoring information under the framework of the International Agency Space Debris Coordination Committee in order to be better informed about the descent of Tiangong-1. And China will improve the information reporting mechanism, dynamic orbital status, and other information relating to Tiangong-1, which will be posted on the website of the China Manned Space Agency in both Chinese and English. In addition, timely information about important milestones and events during the orbital decay phases will be released along with news media. As a final forecast, the time and region of reentries, China will issue a relevant information and early warning in a timely manner to bring the attention of the United Nations Office for ANUSA and Secretary General and blah, 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 blah.
I was just looking at that graph there, and it makes no sense to me.
This story was updated today to add new reentry predictions.
I just don't get how your altitude.
Potentially, there may be a highly toxic and corrosive substance called hydrazine on board the spacecraft that could survive reentry. For your safety, do not touch any debris you may find on the ground, nor inhale vapors they may emit.
Go back up to the graph.
Okay.
You tell me why all those spikies are immediately go up. I don't know orbit math, but that doesn't, I feel like it just should be like constantly at one altitude if it's in orbit around.
This is a year.
Earth.
So this is every year. So, I don't know, man.
So, okay, so then it just,
what are the gray lines
start
mean?
Over then, right? Every year? It makes no sense to me.
Am I dumb or is this going up?
It is.
But this is the altitude height, so it's right. Getting farther away from Earth. How is it crashing to Earth?
I don't know. Very confused. I don't get it. Space.
Hold on a second. Is it that, so it's going up, but as it goes up, it's like slingshotting because it's always been farthest away and then close. Farthest away and close. Because I think that's what it's showing, like, at September 30th of every year, it's at its farthest away from Earth.
Mm-hmm.
And then at 6 months later, let's just say, it's at its closest to Earth. Okay?
But then how does it jump in a fucking month?
Well, I think what's happening is, because it's getting exaggerated, at some point it's going to be so close to Earth, our gravity will take it over. And they don't know what day that'll be, but it's going to happen at some point between October and April.
I'm going to trust you on that one, man.
I think that's what it is.
You broke my brain again.
Like,
I don't get it.
I don't know how this works because the Earth's flat.
Yeah.
I mean, honestly, that doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, it really doesn't. I don't
understand that at all.
Just constantly above your head.
I want to know what notifications we got, but it won't tell me, so never mind.
You said the flashlight theory last week or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That was the best. That was the most logical thing I've ever heard, and it just blows my mind.
I mean, is that true though?
Yes. Just no matter where the flashlight is,
someone's getting the whole world's getting light.
Still getting light.
Yeah, because it's not even a flashlight; it's the sun.
Yeah,
it's a floodlight.
It's just, oh, people are great.
People it's are like great. A mag light over this Post-it note. That would be the equivalent. Mm-hmm.
It's always bright. It's either always bright or always dark. Everywhere on the Earth at the exact same time, because we're flat facing the sun at the same fucking time.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Is that how days work? Is that how night works? Is that why China's dark right now and we're bright? No? Then maybe we're not living on a flat
fucking
Earth.
How do you know that China isn't bright right now like we are?
There's live streams and shit.
No,
those
are fabricated.
They're all fabricated. Yep. Just like those moon landings, man.
Yep.
Fuck that.
If you see a live stream on Ustream, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, Periscope, any of those places, and show it's dark in China, those people are paid conspirators.
Yep. They're all shills.
Yeah, man.
They're all shills.
All right, here's some happy news for us, man. I'm actually happy to talk about this, all right?
Mm-hmm.
SpaceX and Boeing aim to launch astronauts next year. Apparently, Boeing is making its own rocket called the Starliner, and then the Dragon 2 are both competing after the retirement of the space shuttle. Back in 2014, SpaceX and Boeing both received contracts under NASA's Commercial Crew Development Program to build spacecraft that could carry astronauts to the International Space Station. The program is intended to allow NASA to launch astronauts on American spacecraft again, something that hasn't happened since the last flight in the space shuttle in 2011. So it's been 6 years.
That's crazy.
So it'll be 8 years. Does that say 2018?
No. I mean, yeah.
By next year.
From American land.
Though, yeah.
But Americans have been going up in, like, China rockets.
But America hasn't been sending them, yes.
Right.
The spacecraft being developed by SpaceX and Boeing, the Dragon 2 and the CST-100 Starliner, respectively, proved to be more difficult than originally anticipated. Both companies pushed back their plans for 2017 flights 2018. Elon Musk recently said that Mark Zuckerberg's knowledge of AI is limited, and that the cargo and the Crew Dragon, which NASA calls the Dragon 2, is way more difficult than the cargo version of the spacecraft used to take supplies to the ISS. As soon as people enter the picture, it's really a giant step up in making sure things go right. As said Musk at a recent panel on commercial crew programs, the oversight from NASA is much tougher, and Mark Zuckerberg is very limited in his knowledge of AI. That's what he said in his quote.
He brings it up so often.
It seems unnecessary.
He really wants people to know.
Fortunately, however, the work to achieve flights next year seems to be progressing nicely. NASA, along with Boeing and SpaceX, have indicated that they are on track to hit target launch dates in 2018. SpaceX is still targeting an unmanned test flight in February and a crewed flight in June, and Boeing is aiming to launch an unmanned test flight in June and a crewed flight in August. Boeing also plans to conduct pad abort tests in early 2018. Future delays are certainly possible. Chris Ferguson says blah, blah, blah. And SpaceX is to launch Dragon 2, an upgraded version of Falcon 9 rocket known as the Block 5, currently in development. Dude, I want the person who names SpaceX rockets to name stuff in my life.
Right? Like our podcast network?
The Block 5. That's a cool name, dude.
The Block 5?
The Block 5.
I'm going to block you with my 5, bitch.
So, I mean, that's kind of cool that they're going to put people back in space, man.
My only question is why now?
Because we have to get off Mars before AI kills us?
My question is, why now? Why haven't you focused on it for the last 15 years?
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, they kind of have. Or why haven't you focused on it since 2011? Seriously. Barack Obama got back in as president, and then he's like, yeah, we're done with space.
I mean, even before 2011, they didn't really care.
Well,
because the space shuttle was still just like sending people back.
To transition space travel from like a government agency to commercial? Like, was that
no, I think the public is. I think there was a public outcry about NASA's funding and how much of the budget it was taken up. And so they cut their funding.
Mm.
I think that's why the space shuttle ended in the first place, is because they couldn't afford it anymore.
Right. Why not just make the fucking money, man? Is space not important?
I guess not.
Did they not just hire a fucking national alien protective agent
for NASA?
It's
really worrisome to me how little we care about the ocean and about space.
Yeah.
Because I feel like the things that are going to annihilate Earth are going to come from one of those two places.
Like
Godzilla's going to rise up or the space whale's going to kill us. It's going to be one of those two things, man.
See, the entire level of the ocean rises 100 feet and we all drown.
Yeah, and then we'll be face to face with Gojira.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gojira.
It's a Japanese Godzilla, dude. He's even meaner.
Sounds intense. I don't want to find out what that is, but
Gojira.
Yeah, it just kind of astounds me that, you know, we went into space. I don't know. Maybe there's just nothing in space. You just go up there and, like, we're up here. Yeah, it's great, but there's not really much to do.
Gojira is also apparently a very popular
Gojira!
Japanese rock band. Look at this, dude. That is...
I bet you they're heavy as shit.
Dude, they better be. Can we listen to something?
I mean, we're going to get struck with the copyright.
That's right, I'm going to reject it.
Fucking one of the goddamn motherfuckers. This should not be in your blood. What? Blood?
So ready for this.
Oh, bring it.
Yeah.
Give us the hype.
Gojira.
Wait, this is Japan?
I
Japanese?
Think they're Japanese, man.
Korean... Chinese. Dude, I'm just ready. This
dude, I'm ready for this. This is such
this
a good build-up right here.
Oh,
here comes the thud and bass, dude. Here we go.
Oh, shit! Oh, I just...
That's not as good as I wanted. Oh, they raised the lady from the dead and she's rocking out, man!
Man.
Oh, she's dancing now! Are they going to sing at any point, or are they just going to do...
It's
just breakdown to breakdown.
It's just... We know one chord on guitar.
Oh, here we go.
I knew it.
I mean, it's pretty hard, dude.
No, this is an American.
No way.
Yeah. One, he's speaking English.
That was
two,
English?
Yes.
They're French.
Oh, they're French. Okay.
Look at this. Originally formed as Godzilla in 1996.
I thought their origin said Beyonce France. It's Bayonne.
We came from Beyonce's. Whatever.
Roadrunner?
Dude, they received a Grammy nomination
yeah,
for their...
Roadrunner's a big label, isn't it?
Yeah, they're huge. Uh-huh. That's a huge metal label. Dude, they received a Grammy nomination.
That's insane.
We're definitely going to get flagged for copyright then. Because
of all flesh.
I felt like they were like a small band, but no, they're actually apparently huge.
Yeah, they're pretty big.
They're huge.
I guess. 1998? Six? Can't read.
Oh, that's their newest album
can't
right
read,
there.
Can't see things.
Oh, Stranded was their lead single.
Gojira! I like how we went on this tangent about a band that's called Gojira because you mentioned a fucking sea creature out of nowhere.
I just wanted to see actual pictures of
yeah.
Godzilla. That's all I wanted. See, Gojira, 1954. See? Here. Just to prove that I'm not insane. Gojira.
Is Gojira Godzilla?
Yeah, that's just the Japanese word for Godzilla.
Gojira!
Yeah.
Gojira! If you say it really, really racist-like, it does sound like Godzilla.
Look at that.
Maybe that's just how Americans heard it, and then we called it Godzilla.
I feel like this should be our new background image.
It's very great. Yes. Gojira!
Oh, my God, dude.
Got the...
It is so dumb.
That's great, man.
Yeah. Hey, you want to hit Headspin over there? Because we're done with the show.
Hey!
Unless you have anything else you want to talk about.
I do, but...
Let's talk about it.
I forgot.
Nope. Don't hit Headspin, man.
I don't remember what it is.
Don't hit it.
I'm hitting it, and it's not doing a damn thing.
There you go. It's a little quiet. You want to turn it up? That's better.
Yeah.
All right, guys. Well, thanks for watching the first official episode of the Seth and Colby Show on Twitch.
On Twitch.
We'll be back next week live again, Sunday at 2 o'clock Central Time. We will be back next week, right? Because I know you're moving at some point next weekend.
Nope. Won't be. Nope.
I feel like you're being sarcastic.
Yeah, we'll be here.
Okay. Sex Sunday at 2 p.m. Did I say Sex Sunday?
Sex Sunday. Everybody, it's Sex Sunday.
We're going to do the show.
Celebrate your sex.
Nude. I don't know if you know this.
We're having sex live on air.
Us together.
Not porn.
No. We'll blur it out. It'll be like Japanese stuff.
Very,
tasteful.
Yes.
Yeah. It'll be artistic.
Artistic.
Artistic
Slow
sex.
Cuts, dolly shots, you know, romantic music, candlelight.
Dolly shots. I'm just imagining a dolly somehow getting in this room.
Oh, yeah.
And still there being room for us to
sex. On the bed, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, guys. So
tune in. It'll be great.
2 o'clock Central. Next Sunday, twitch.tv/SethandColby, and you can watch all the videos on demand, including clips from the show and the full episode at youtube.com/SethandColby. And if you want to subscribe on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play to all the podcasts, leave a review, please. You can do that through the links at SethandColby.com and follow us on Twitter at SethandColby. I don't know if you guys know this, but the name of the show is Seth and Colby.
It is.
So basically, Twitch, YouTube,
that's us.
Our actual .com website, our Twitter, it's all Seth and Colby. It's pretty easy.
It's kind of easy to remember.
It's
just
a lot
if you
better
wanna
than
find
duo.
Us, it's Seth and Colby.
Yep,
it's
how it
our
works,
names.
Man.
Just like Google it. You'll find us.
Yeah. Google Seth and Colby. And
or
then,
just SethandColby.com. Guys.
That's really the way.
Is that really easier? Is that less hard?
It is.
Than just typing into Google?
I think that's less hard.
I think
hard.
It's easier. I think it's easier. So just do that.
Yeah. I was getting confused on if I was agreeing with you, but I was.
Yeah.
Less hard is easier.
SethandColby.com.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.